Meditations for Christmas.
Written and read by Brother Elijah with chants by Harpade.
Your light will drive away the darkness.
Beloved child, we have almost reached the end of these Christmas meditations. And also the year is about to end. Beloved Lord, it has been a strange and even absurd year for many people. To whom can they turn if not to you, who even in such confusing times are present, and perhaps in a special way when you see people's need and distress? What do you want to give us to understand through the events of this year? Beloved baby Jesus, there is so much to say about this. But one message is certain. Even if everything starts to wobble, you are and will remain the same. Nor has the Christmas message changed. Rejoice, Christ is born.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
It is precisely in these difficult times that people must learn this. The things of this world cannot give us security. For they fade away. Earthly life is fleeting, and we must not cling to it or want to preserve it at all costs.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
If we accept your offer of grace, O Divine Child, another life awaits us. A life without suffering and death. A life without sickness and without fear, a life without sin. It is an illusion to pretend to find true happiness without knowing you. Because everything earthly is marked by expiration. Our Heavenly Father allows us to experience it, so that we may seek Him. To you, dear Lord, we thank you for this year, for you have sustained us. Perhaps we have lost loved ones. Give them eternal rest. Graciously accept the pain of those who have suffered under the tribulations of this year. We see the dark clouds gathering thicker and thicker over the world, but thy light will drive them away. Let us stand firm. Never lose hope and never lose our faith. Precisely now it must prove its worth. Let us end the new year with our eyes fixed on you, who are the beginning and the end. Tomorrow, having already entered the new year and having concluded the Christmas octave by contemplating your mother, we will await your second coming. Indeed, Christmas is not only the feast of your birth, but also the expectation of your glorious return.
Si ven pronto, Maranatha.
Come, Lord Jesus.
All the birth pangs that precede the parousia should lead us to vigilance and bring to mind these words of yours. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand.
Domine Maranatha, sito veni.